you know, what this whole thread of thought has been to try to get us in touch with some deeper reason that we're here, you know. And I love this poem by Hafiz, right? Many of you know the ancient poet Hafiz. He says, "We have not come into this exquisite world to hold ourselves hostage from love. Run from anything that may not strengthen your precious budding wings. Run like hell from anyone likely to put a sharp knife into the sacred tender vision of your beautiful heart." And what are the sharp knives that are so often put into us? You know, I think about it, like, I'm watching TV a lot now these days, because I'm going to the gym, and, you know, even, I try not to, but, like, I keep getting sucked up to the TV, you know? I'm like, alright, I'm not going to look at it, and then it's like, I don't know, Britney Spears and, like, Miley Cyrus caught making out or something. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. And then they're like, and then this happened. And every, I mean, every piece of information on the television is what Hafiz would say, run like hell from anyone or anything likely to put a sharp knife into the sacred tender vision of your beautiful heart. Right? The majesty of our existence is not to gawk at superstars like kissing. You know what I mean? It's like, it's where every time we're just completely brought down to some kind of mediocrity. And here's the thing, the minute we're brought down to that mediocrity, we're stuck in a cycle. Because we want to get out, and the way we get out is through more mediocrity. And watch it with whatever your addictive habits are, whether they're eating sugar, which I don't have that problem at all. I'm sorry for any of you that do. But, you know, you can just watch, like, there's an emptiness that comes up, and then you use food to fill that emptiness again, you know, or whatever it is, sex, or, you know, it's just we're caught in a pattern. And it's, we're moving out of this idea of guilt. It's not about guilt, but it's about somehow getting in touch with that deeper need, which will automatically move us out of that cycle. I'm not saying, like, repent and you're a bad person and try harder. Forget trying harder. Start to go deeper and try to touch into that inner need.